The following message by Pastor Joshua Johnian is made possible by Maranatha Partners, helping people everywhere believe that Jesus is the only way. You will find us online at maranathach.com. Click the Connect with Us on Facebook tab to visit Pastor Joshua's daily devotionals, teaching notes, video clips, and a complete archive of Pastor Joshua's daily blog. These teachings are intended to unpack and present an innovative approach to understanding the questions of purpose and destiny through the Word of God. We now join today's teaching, already in progress.
We're going to talk about a principle that is everything in this world. Everything in this world is a guiding principle that you kind of deal with. And I'm just going to tell you, a lot of us want it. A lot of us want this, okay? So let's look at this real quick in Acts chapter 2. Now, if you're just listening, just listen along, okay? I'm not going to hit the whole thing. This is out of the book of Acts, chapter 2, okay? It's called Acts because it's the Acts, A-C-T-S, the Acts of the Apostles of Jesus Christ. So what does that tell you? If it's Acts, there's action, right? There's something going on. It's not passive, it's action. Okay, here we go. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When they, meaning the apostles, were at the feast of Pentecost, they were all gathered together in one place, and without warning, there was a sound, like a strong wind, a gale force. No one could tell where it came from, and it filled the whole building. Then, like wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through the ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages, and the Spirit prompted them. Okay? Something happened, right? Something just happened. Now, I'm going to fly to another part of this scripture, okay? Acts chapter 2, verse 14. Then Peter stood up, backed by the other 11 disciples, and spoke with bold urgency, and then he gets into a proclamation that the Lord speaks through him. Now, I want to look at one last part here. Verse, and this goes right at the end of this. Verse 37. This is Peter still speaking at the end. Cut to the quick. Those who are listening, Peter, brothers, listen to what I am saying. Peter said, change your life. Turn to God, each of you, in the name of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, here's what I love. The promise is for you and your children. I want you just to stop for a second. You may not have any clue what I'm getting ready to say about this. I want you to look at the person next to you and say, the promise is for you. Grab it. Okay, because if you don't believe it, if you think you're just kind of going on a cue, you're going to miss it. The promise is for you. And here you go. And it is targeted to your children. And if you are far away, you will have an invitation of the Master. If you're far away, you're going to get an invitation. Okay, now let's go back here. A couple weeks ago, I talked about two important biblical principles, and here they are. Being prepared and preparing yourself. Being prepared and preparing yourself. This is a biblical principle, but it's a principle of life. You woke up today, and you prepared for something. And today, later on, you're going to prepare for something else. Maybe you didn't prepare for anything. Maybe you just woke up today and said, I don't know what I'm going to do today, but I'm going to tell you, at some point today, you're going to say, I'm hungry, and you're going to prepare yourself to do something. To do something. So here we go. If you're prepared, and if you're preparing yourself, here's something I'm going to talk about. What do you all want in this life? Here it is. P-O-W-E-R. Power. Everyone wants it. Right? Now here we go. There is nothing wrong with power. There's nothing wrong with money. The Bible doesn't tell you there's anything wrong with money, but he does in Scripture tell you that what you do with your money can be good or bad. And guess what? There's nothing wrong with power. But what you do with power can be good or bad. We live in a world right now where we see massive corruptions and abuses of power. But I can show you a lot of people who have a lot of power in their life, and they do a lot of good with their power. So power is not the issue. Power is not the issue. What you do with the power is the issue. And here's the question I want to ask you today. As Christians, what do you do with the most powerful thing you have in your life? What do you do with it? Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? You mean that I go to church? That's not the most powerful thing you do in your life. Now, I'm going to back up a little bit further, back to preparedness. The disciples are sitting around with Jesus, right? They're all talking. Jesus is resurrected. The disciples are sitting with Jesus, and they say, Jesus, is this the time when you're going to restore all things? Logical question. He's back. He resurrected. Wouldn't it make sense that he's going to now fix everything like he said he was going to fix it? And Jesus' answer is, guys, you don't need to know that answer. Here's what you need to know. All you need is what I'm going to give you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Then he told them, go back to Jerusalem and wait, and under no circumstance leave. Prepare yourself. Don't leave until you receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. Okay, now let's bring this all together. What did the disciples need? Did they need an answer? They needed the Holy Spirit. Did they receive it? It was breathed on them. Okay, so now they're in prepared mode. They're ready for it. They're waiting for it. They go. They're waiting. They're praying. They are preparing themselves to receive a promise. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What do you need more of in this life? We're going to say, I need more money. Money will give me more power. I have more purchasing power. I can do more with it. You don't need money. I need more status. Because if people think I'm important, then people will give me what I need, or they'll give me a chance to do something in my life. You don't need more status. If you have Jesus Christ, and you receive him as your Lord and your Savior, I'm going to tell you what you need. You need the Holy Spirit. And that's all you need. Well, what do you mean? I thought I need the Word. You do need the Word. Because the Word of God is breathed by the Spirit. But what you need to get by in this life is to be led by the Spirit. You need to walk in the Spirit. You need to live in the Spirit. Now, what do you mean, live in the Spirit? Okay, I'm going to tell you what this is. Ready? You're walking in this life, and all of a sudden you sit there, and you're at a stop sign. This happened to me, real life. You're at a stop sign, and you're looking to the person next to you. We're actually with a light, red light. And I saw right at that moment, and I heard the Holy Spirit in me say, that person right there in the car next to you is absolutely stressed out. Roll down your window and tell him, Jesus Christ is enough. Now, you know what I did? I talked myself out of it. Lord, it's a red light. In 15 seconds, it's going to turn yellow. And then it's going to turn green. And then I got to go and he's got to go. And what if I roll down the window and he says, well, what are you talking about? I don't care what you have to say. Okay, here's what happened. I had a prompting of all I needed to do was to speak. To go forward. It wasn't on me how he was going to respond. That wasn't my required spot. My required spot was to be led. I had all the power I needed. I heard, and I talked myself out of it. Now, let me back up, though. There's the bad boy on me, but let me back up on something that good that did happen. Remember a couple weeks ago I shared with you my Walmart story, where I did actually go out, and I did listen to the Holy Spirit, and I did pray for the person who was cash register ringing me out. And so I had to go to Walmart again this past week. And I go in there, and I picked up a few items, and there was enough items to where I could have just gone through the self-checkout. Right? I didn't do that. I purposely wanted to try to find the person I prayed for a week before. Now, there was a good chance she wasn't going to be there. She could have been on a break. She could have been on her day. Could have been anything, right? But I went anyway because I said, I want to find this person. So I go and I look, and sure enough, there she was. And I come up there and I have my items and I look at her and I said, do you remember me? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, how are you doing today? And she said, I am doing better since we last prayed. Now, has her life changed? Yes. I responded that time. I didn't respond the other time. Here it is, guys. I had all the power I needed in both circumstances. The only difference is one time I responded, one time I didn't. Now, let's bring this into you. You have all the power you need if you have Jesus Christ in your life. You have the Holy Spirit here. You have the promise. You have the promise to have the power to do all you need to do in this life. Because if you have the Holy Spirit, all you need is the Lord to say, hey, I need you to do X. And you're like, okay, Lord, I can do that. I can do that. I can step out and I can share. I can live my life better. I can walk better. I can trust you more. You see, the problem is, guys, we don't like to walk in the power that's provided for us. I want some other kind of power. I want more money. Now, I'm going to take us into another example. Ready? I have a car. I'm not a car guy, but I have a car, okay? And so I went out and I bought this car back. I had a Ford Mustang before, and it was really cool, and it was fun and everything, and it was great. I always wanted a Mustang, and I had a Mustang, and then we had our second child, and there's no back seat in a Mustang, as you know. It's like not there. And so we got this bigger car, okay? I went and I saw this Dodge Magnum. Everyone knows the Dodge Magnum. It's like the muscle wagon, right? And so I got this Dodge Magnum. Now, I'm not into cars, but I got this car. I liked it. It was the right size, and the guy is trying to sell me the car. He didn't have to sell me the car, but he said, it's got a Hemi engine. I'm going to tell you what a Hemi engine is for a non-car guy. A Hemi engine is, it drinks a lot of gas. Okay? It has no problem getting 13 miles to the gallon, and if you're just sitting at 30 miles per hour, it's still going guzzle, 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 guzzle. Okay, but here's what happened. I got this car, and I'm driving it, and I'm loving it, and I could hear its engine. You ever been in a fast car? Who's been in a fast car? Or a powerful car, or a powerful truck. Okay, you know. Okay, guess what? You're in a fast car. Can you not feel the car? You feel it, right? And what's the car telling you? I'm begging you, put it on the floor. Go! And you're on that car, and I'm going to tell you, if you're going 35 miles per hour, you're obeying the law, you're going, and you feel that car saying, just a little bit more. Now, if you've got a four-cylinder car, you hear that car saying, if you hit me, I'm going to go, what are you doing? I can't handle it. What are you crazy? I know it says 80 on the speedometer, but I don't go there. That's just to make you think I go there, but I don't go there. So I have this new car. Well, it's not new now, but I had this new car, and I said, oh, it's speeding to me. And I put my foot on that pedal, and that car let out. And it shot out. And I mean, I was hitting 80, and it was just whistling. It was just going. All the meters were going. Everything was going great. There wasn't one problem. Now, I drive that car today, and I don't drive it at 80 miles per hour. I drive it at 35. And that car begs me to go faster. Why did I say that? You have all the power you need in the Holy Spirit in you. And you know what the Holy Spirit in all of us is saying? Let down the pedal. Go. Go. And we're like, well, I'd go, but you know, it's kind of weird if I go now. And he's saying, go. You're not made for 35 miles per hour. You're made to fly. You got all the power you need. Why are you holding back? Now, I put all that to say this. What we just read here in Acts before we started was Peter and the apostles went. You see, once they got the Holy Spirit, they got the promise, they were prepared, they were waiting, they were anxious, and then it suddenly came on them. Now they were filled, now they were ready, and here's what they didn't do. Whew, wow, that was a long time waiting. I'm going to go on vacation now. No. They went. They went. They went out. And when they went out, people were waiting. Lives were in position to be transformed. they went. And that's why Peter gets up there and he starts saying, guys, here's what this is all about. Jesus was for real. We knew he was for real. He walked with us. We didn't believe. Then we saw he resurrected and he was real. He changed my life. He changed your life. And I'm telling you right now, he wants to change everything right here. Now, here's the most beautiful thing that I got out of all that. Jesus told the disciples, I'm going to fill you with my Holy Spirit, and you're going to preach in Jerusalem. You're going to preach in Judea, which is that southern region around Jerusalem. You're going to preach in Samaria. That was the northern part. And you're going to preach to all the corners of the world the good news. That I'm the real deal, and with me it's all you need, and I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit to go and do the rest of it. And you know what's so amazing? After that day at Pentecost, it was already happening. It says in Acts 2 that there were people from all corners of the known world in Jerusalem receiving the promise. Getting baptized, 3,000 in one day. And you read later in the end of Acts, it says, and numbers were added to them daily. All they needed was to go. So now let me take it right down to this level right here. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Well, I only have a 4-cylinder car. No, you don't. I'm telling you right now, you don't. You have a Hemi engine. You have any kind of custom-built engine you want to make up in your mind. You have all the power you need. If Jesus Christ is in your life and you have been filled with that Holy Spirit and you have the promise, I'm telling you, you have all the power you need. So what are you waiting for? You're waiting for an audience? There's your audience. It's right there. Now, here's what we're going to typically say. We're going to do what I did. But I don't know that person. Get to know that person. Well, that's awkward. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I don't know that person any more than that person knows me, but here's what I know. I have answers in my life. My call is to go. Your call is to go. So here's what I want to do. I want to challenge you. Here's the challenge. You ready? Here's the challenge. I don't know anybody. I can't share the good news because I don't have any friends. Okay, here you go. Ready? Find one person that you don't know. You go to Starbucks?
Yeah.
Or McDonald's, or a restaurant, or the tire shop, or wherever you go in life, because I know you're not living in a cave. If you're going somewhere, here's what I'm going to say for you to do. Here it is. I'm going to share some good news with you. What? Jesus loves you. Yeah, I know that. You do? Then I'm going to share some better news with you. He's got a plan for your life. He does? Yeah. Now I'm going to share some even greater news with you. He wants to use you today. Do something amazing. Now I'll play the other side of it. I got some news for you. What? Jesus loves you. I don't care. You'll get that one too. I don't care. Okay. You don't care right now, but Jesus loves you. John, I don't know you. Got some good news for you. Jesus loves you. You see, it's not about trying to get him saved. You don't get him saved. The Holy Spirit does that work in them. You go. You have all the tools you need. You have the Holy Spirit. So here's my question I started with, and I'm going to wrap it all up right here. What do you do with power? What do you do with power? Do you sit on it? Do you go 35 miles per hour? Do you brag about the engine that you have that you don't ever use? Do you talk about how clean the car looks in the garage, but you never take it out? You talk about how that car can pull and tow and do all these amazing things, but you never really hook it up? Do you always talk about all the things you could do and would love to do, but you never really do it? Or do you go? You see, that's really where this is all headed to. You're getting prepared for something. You're going to get yourself prepared, and then you're going to get some marching orders. And the marching orders are go. Now, when the marching orders are go, that means you're going to go out there and people aren't going to like you and you're going to make mistakes and you're going to trip and you're going to fall. You're going to feel awkward. But I'm going to tell you, at some point in time, someone's going to look at you the same way you looked at someone when they told you about the story, and you're going to say, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me. I forgot. I didn't know. What do I do next? And then they start to go with you. That's why Jesus said, go and make disciples of all men. Go. Share the good news. It's real. He's real. He's alive. So here's where I'm going to bring this whole thing to a wrap. Here it is. It's a short message today. Because I'm going to break this down next week on a dimension of power that I want you to get. I'm going to give you the hint word. Here it is. When it says that Peter spoke, that there's a Greek word, and we read it in English, but the Greek word is phonein. Okay? The same way you get the word phone. Hello? Phone. The Greek word is phonein. It's when I talk, it is amplified so you hear. When Peter got out there and he started telling everyone the good news, it says that what's he saying? What is he doing? Peter shot out of that room. And they didn't have it technology-wise. And he was like, guess what just happened? Who's that guy yelling? Jesus is real. And yet when he spoke, people listened. And it started to change everything. When you speak, you may not have a big, I'm kind of mousy, I'm not a big personality like you. You get all you need. It's not about your personality. You get all you need. Allow the Holy Spirit in you to speak through you and declare. Phoning. Speak. Go. Say. Share. So here's your challenge. Find one person this week, just one. I hope you find 50. Find one and tell them the good news of Jesus. Now, here's going to be the top of your challenge. I'm going to ask you to get up here next Sunday and tell me that one person you shared good news with. Someone's going to give me a testimony because you went out and you shared good news. And I'm not going to do it to brag on myself. I want you to. And I already see everyone's like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I'm getting flush in the face. My ears are getting red. I'm sweating. Go. Go. Here's why I'm saying this, guys. You see this room right here? You see this room? This room should be full of people because we went. I'm not saying that they're all in my church. I'm saying they should be full of people because they went. And they compelled somebody with some really good news, and that person is now hungry. It's not about building a church. It's about changing a life with good news. Life-changing news. So, you prepare yourself, right? How do you prepare yourself? Live right, pray, wait on the Lord. That's how you prepare yourself. Then when he's in you, go. Share some good news. With one person. One. One person. Pop quiz next Sunday. I'm going to say, who did you get? Who did you share good news with? The guy at Starbucks. The guy here. What, good. How did they respond? They didn't. Amen. Go find another. Keep compelling the people. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Amen. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. And I thank you, Lord, in this room right now, I got some go people. I got some go people, but I'm going to tell you what else I have, Lord. You have go people. They're not my people. They're your sons and your daughters. They have your message of hope. They have your message of truth. They have your message of peace. And Lord, I pray right now, by the power of your Holy Spirit, they have all they ever need right now. So here's what I want you to do, guys. I want you just to put your hands, not up in the air if you don't want to, but just kind of put your hands in a receiving mode. Okay, receiving mode is kind of like that. Yeah, you got it. There you go, receiving mode. Here we go. Lord, we have all we need. So here we go. Our hands are in receiving mode because maybe some of us haven't received the Holy Spirit. So we're praying right now because the promise is for us. That's the promise. The promise is for us. So hands are receiving right now, and we're saying, Jesus, we want to receive the promise of your Holy Spirit. We want to receive it now. We want it to be in our life now. We want to live changed now. We want to be equipped now. We want the power now. And we pray right now by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for filling us so we can go. So now help us go. Give us people we can reach. Give us people who are hungry and change us, Lord, so we can live the life you want us to live. In the name of Jesus.
The preceding message by Joshua Johnion was brought to you by friends and partners of Maranatha Koinonia, helping people everywhere believe that Jesus is the only way. Be sure to visit us at maranathach.com and like us on Facebook and Twitter at Maranatha Koinonia.